KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school sports over the weekend, the John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament in Corning finished up on Saturday with Creston winning the team championship, 222.5 points, easily outdistancing Clarinda, the runner-up, with 140 points. Sheraton with a 108.5 total was third. Tri-Center at 108 was fourth, and Riverside was fifth at 93.5. Atlantic placed sixth with 92 points, followed by Corning, Winterset, Shenandoah, Nishnabotna, and Red Oak in the top 10. Medalists include Tanner Mertz of Red Oak, who won the 106-pound title. Dustin Reed of Bedford Lennox won at 113 pounds. Also 120 pounds, Blake Luna of Clarinda was the champ. Dylan Cox of Atlantic placing second. At 126, Devin Harberts of Sheraton was the champion. Also 132, Joseph Heitzhusen of Shenandoah was the champ. Reed Nichols of Atlantic placed fourth. Also at 138 pounds, Jake Marlin of Creston was the champion. Griswold's Tanner Potter placing fourth. At 145 pounds, Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center was the champion. At 152 pounds, Lauren Williams of Tri-Center took the title. Callan Schmelzer of Corning wins at 160 pounds. Also at 170, Trevor Frayne of Creston was the champion. Matt Williamson of Atlantic placed second. At 182, Carter Isley of Sheraton wins. Keaton Hewlett of Creston, the champ, at 195 pounds. Atlantic's Tyler Stork placing third. Austin Lorenz of Griswold was fourth. At 220, Blake Glenn of Winterset was the champion. And at 285, David Howell of East Mills was the champion at that weight class Saturday. Also Saturday in boys high school basketball, Dalton Franken tossed in 22 points, helping to lead Atlantic to a 69-41 victory over Lewis Central in Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. Creston handed Nottoway Valley its first loss of the season as the Panthers beat the Wolverines 59-49 Saturday night. Des Moines Christian, a winner over West Central Valley 68-38. Earlham beat Van Meter 63-44. Guthrie Center over Woodward Academy 63-55. It was Ogden beating Coon Rapids Bayard 48-37, Sioux City North over Thomas Jefferson 67-56, Woodbine beat Heartland Christian 68-53. In the finals of the Corner Conference Boys Tournament, Villisca wins the title with a 52-36 win over Fremont Mills, while Sydney took the third place game 51-35 over East Mills. In Saturday girls basketball, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Ogden 43-38, Des Moines Christian over West Central Valley 65-27. It was Van Meter over Earlham 44-43, and Heartland Christian beating Woodbine 51-43. In college men's hoops, Deion Mitchell scored 20 points, leading four Northern Iowa players in double figures as the Panthers routed Drake 85-55 on Sunday. Jake Cook had 16 points and a team-high 7 rebounds, while Seth Tuttle and Anthony James scored 10 points each for Northern Iowa as they shot 60% from the floor, making 30 of their 50 shots. The Panthers were up 37-22 at halftime, and their biggest lead was 36 points. Richard Carter led the Bulldogs with 16 points. Jordan Clark had 10 points and 8 rebounds for Drake. Northern Iowa's won 19 straight games when scoring 80 or more points going back to 2008. The Panthers improved to 10-9 overall. They're 3-4 in Missouri Valley Conference play, while the Bulldogs fall to 8-10 overall, 2-5 in conference action. In top 25 men's college hoops, Cody Zeller scored 21 points and grabbed 13 rebounds, and number 2 Indiana beat Northwestern 67-59. In the wake of top-ranked Louisville's loss to Syracuse on Saturday, the Hoosiers would appear poised to take over the top spot when the new AP rankings come out today. Jordan Hall's added 15 points, Christian Watford had 14, and the 16-2 Hoosiers hung on after things got tense down the stretch. They led by as much as 17 in the first half, but Northwestern twice cut the lead to 5 points, but they couldn't get any closer. Zeller, the Big Ten preseason player of the year, hit 9 of 10 free throws and dominated inside as Indiana pounded the Wildcats 36-24 on the glass. Richard Howell scored the go-ahead basket with a minute 56 left, helping number 14 North Carolina State hold off Clemson 66-62. Howell finished with 11 points and 12 rebounds for the 15-3 Wolfpack. who never trailed yet found themselves in a tight game against a league opponent that wouldn't go away. NC State scored the game's first 10 points and led by 9 early in the second half. Ultimately, the Wolfpack held on with Howell's three-point play breaking a tie. Devin Booker scored a career-high 27 for the Tigers in that contest. In women's college hoops, Jamie Printy and Melissa Dixon scored 15 points apiece, and Iowa never trailed in defeating number 12 Purdue 62-46 on Sunday. Thierra Taylor had 9 points and 10 rebounds, while Samantha Logic had 10 assists as the Hawkeyes handed Purdue its first conference loss of the season. Bethany Doolittle had 8 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 block shots for Iowa. Taylor was 3-for-3 from 3-point range, and Printy and Dixon also made 3 threes. The Hawkeyes were up 41-18 at the half. They were up 17-3 before Purdue managed its second basket with 8.5 minutes left in the half. In the second half, the Boilermakers only got as close as 9 points once before Iowa built a 17-point lead again. Courtney Moses led the Boilermakers with 11 points. Purdue's only previous losses were to number 2 Notre Dame and 3rd-ranked Connecticut, as they fall to 15-3 overall, 4-1 in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes improved to 14-5. They're 3-2 in Big Ten conference play. Liz Donahoe had 18 points and 8 rebounds, and number 17 Oklahoma State rolled past number 24 Iowa State 71-42 Sunday. Iowa State scored the first 5 points and led for much of the early going, but the Cowgirls went on a 10-0 run sparked by Morgan Tobin's 3-pointer to take a 25-15 lead. It was 31-21 at halftime, and Oklahoma State scored the first 20 points of the second half, holding the Cyclones without a field goal for the first 8 minutes of the half. Tiffany Bias had 12 points and 11 assists for the Cowgirls, who have won 3 straight. Hallie Christofferson led Iowa State with 14 points and 10 rebounds. The Cyclones' only other losses this year were to Iowa and number 1 Baylor, as they fall to 13-3 overall. They're 4-2 in Big 12 conference play. Well, two people familiar with the decision say the Maloof family has agreed to sell the Sacramento Kings to a Seattle group led by investor Chris Hansen. Those folks spoke on the condition of an anonymity to the Associated Press on Sunday night because the deal is still pending approval from the NBA Board of Governors. One person said the Maloofs are selling all 65% of their share for $525 million to Hansen, who will then move the team to Seattle and restore the Supersonics name. The Maloofs will still be allowed to look for other bids until the league approves the sale. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson said last week he had received permission from NBA Commissioner David Stern to present a counteroffer to league owners from buyers who would keep the Kings in Sacramento. The deadline for teams to apply for a move for the next season is March 1st. In the NBA yesterday, it was Boston falling to Detroit 103-88. Denver needed overtime to beat Oklahoma City 121-118. Dallas over Orlando 111-105. And Toronto edged the LA Lakers 108-103. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Buffalo over Philadelphia 5-2. San Jose beat Calgary 4-1. Pittsburgh outscored New York's Rangers 6-3. Minnesota 1-0 over Dallas. Edmonton wins in a shootout 3-2 over Vancouver, while Chicago outpointed Phoenix 6-4. NHL fans have tuned to hockey's return on television. NBC's broadcast Saturday earned the highest preliminary rating for a non-winter classic regular season game since 2002. The network says its regional coverage of Blackhawks Kings and Penguins Flyers averaged a 2.0 rating overnight. That's up 67% from the average for regular season games on NBC last year. The abbreviated NHL season opened up on Saturday after a lockout wiped out the first 3 months. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
It'll be the Battle of the Brothers in New Orleans in 2 weeks. John Harbaugh's Baltimore Ravens topped New England 28-13 to win the AFC title game and set up a Super Bowl meeting with his brother Jim. It'll be the Ravens' first Super Bowl appearance in 12 years. Joe Flacco threw 3 second-half touchdown passes while the Ravens shut out Tom Brady and the Patriots' offense after intermission. New England held a 13-6 halftime lead. Brady was 67-0 when leading at home at the intermission. The Baltimore victory avenged a loss to New England England in last year's conference title game. That win extends Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis's career and gives him a chance to go out on top. He's announced that this is his last season. Earlier Sunday, Jim Harbaugh's San Francisco 49ers staged their own comeback, rallying from 17 points down to beat Atlanta 28-24 in the NFC title game. Frank Gore scored on a 9-yard run with 8:23 to go to complete the comeback and send San Francisco to the Super Bowl for the sixth time in franchise history. Gore had two touchdowns. Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick shredded the Atlanta defense, completing 16 of 21 passes for 233 yards and a score. Atlanta raced out to a 17-0 lead early in the second quarter on the strength of two of Matt Ryan's three touchdown passes. They were up 24-14 at the half, but they were shut out in the second half. The 49ers pulled off the biggest comeback victory in an NFC championship game ever. According to stats, the previous NFC record was 13 points. But it's the Niners that are Super Bowl-bound this time. It'll be the sixth appearance in the NFL's big game for the franchise, but the first since 1995. The Niners have won their previous five trips to the Super Bowl. Oregon has hired Mark Helfrich as its football coach, promoting him from offensive coordinator as the successor to Chip Kelly. Kelly left the Ducks to coach the Philadelphia Eagles. Helfrich's promotion does not come as a surprise. Before Kelly left for the NFL, the offensive coordinator was considered as the front-runner for that position. In golf, Brian Gay birdied the second extra hole to win a three-way playoff at the Humana Challenge. Gay came from six shots back in the final round, shooting a 9-under-63. That got him to 25-under and tied him with Charles Howell III and Swedish rookie David Lingmerth. Howell closed with a 64. Lingmerth fired a 62. Lingmerth hit into the water in the first playoff hole and was eliminated when Gay and Howell birdied. Howell hit into the bunker on the second playoff hole and missed his par putt before Gay ended it for his fourth tour victory. John Cook caught David Frost in the final hole of regulation, then beat him with a birdie on the second playoff hole to win the Mitsubishi Electric Championship on the Champions Tour. Cook closed with a 5-under-67 to catch Frost at 17-under. Cook drained a 25-foot birdie putt on the 18th green as Frost shot a 69. Well, Phil Mickelson says he'll make drastic changes because of federal and California state tax increases. Speaking Sunday after the final round of the Humana Challenge, Mickelson said, quote, "There are going to be some drastic changes for me because I happen to be in that zone that's been targeted both federally and by the state. And, you know, it doesn't work for me right now, so I'm going to have to make some changes." The 42-year-old golfer said he would talk in more detail about his plans, possibly moving away from California or even retiring from golf before his hometown Farmers Insurance Open, the San Diego area event that starts Thursday at Torrey Pines. In tennis, top seed Victoria Azarenka easily moved into the quarterfinals at the Australian Open with a straight sets romp over Elena Vesnina. The defending champ took just 57 minutes to earn that victory. Two-time major winner Svetlana Kuznetsova also moved into the final eight with an upset of former number one Caroline Wozniacki. Wozniacki lost her number one ranking to Azarenka last year after falling in the quarterfinals at the Australian Open to Kim Clijsters. And Ron Frazier, the coach who was called the Wizard of College Baseball and turned Miami into one of the game's powerhouse programs, has died. Frazier's family spokesman, Tony Segretto, says he died Sunday morning. Frazier had been battling Alzheimer's disease for many years. Frazier led Miami to the 1982 and 1985 national titles and took the Hurricanes to the College World Series 12 times. He spent 30 years at the school, retiring in 1992 with 1,271 career victories. That's Jack Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.